Third down and a long 10 from the Patriot 40. May shotgun. Two receivers each side, one back, Gibson. Here's the snap to May. He's in trouble. He's sacked back at the 30-yard line. Will Anderson Jr., hat trick.
Is that the hat trick?
Yes, it is. Three on the day for Will.
Will Anderson, that was, I don't want to say, at least a 2024 breakout game from him, the reigning defensive rookie of the year, Will Anderson. Three sacks, multiple tackles for loss. He was dominant in this game. And Clint, in a 20-point victory, a game in which the offense put up 41 points, to me, he was clearly the best player on the field in yesterday's game, the most impactful player on the field in yesterday's game.
Yeah, look, without a doubt. I mean, I think when you look at it for four quarters, the dude absolutely wrecked shop. The sacks were nice. The sacks are the headliner. But, man, you just watch how the guy impacted the game, whether he was getting to the quarterback or not, whether it was a pass play or a run play. We're all fully aware here of Will Anderson's high motor and the physicality, and wherever he does arrive, he arrives violently. We're all aware of that. For me, we asked this. B. Scott and I talked about it, and then Sean Bajani and I talked about it. Was, you know, this is a game where we need to see a moment. We need to see and I don't mean a moment in the game. I mean this game needs to be a career game. This game needs to be the game where one or both, Daniil Hunter and Will Anderson, need to just be the disruptors on the defense that just make it impossible for the New England Patriots to do anything. And Will Anderson was that guy. Will Anderson was absolutely that guy, and he did it for four quarters, and he ought to win Defensive Player of the Week for it.
Oh, he is. I'd be shocked if he didn't. Clint, he also, you know, had the tip pass. The
interception, yeah.
That came into the ridiculous interception for Murray that he was able to catch through somebody's arms. But that's what you expect. Whether we said this, he's going to have a lot of opportunities to go one-on-one, because I still think at this point teams are, you know, have fear of the more established Daniil Hunter. And I think that is a part of his, from a sack perspective, his slow start and slower impact than maybe we thought. Was, I think he is seeing a lot more, lines shifted his way, protection slid his way. And if you're going to allow Will Anderson to go one-on-one against some of these tackles, and that kid didn't have a chance, that right tackle, he's jumping off sides. Then D'Amico was mixing it up and putting them both on the same side and confusing things. But if he gets a chance to go one-on-one, the expectation is that he eat. Now, I ain't saying three sacks, a tip ball that led to an interception type of performance, and four tackle for losses, but it should be in the vein where he is clearly a problem, and you can't watch the game and not notice him.
Yeah, you just got to make it difficult on the offensive play caller and the quarterback. And I mean, it doesn't matter what the offensive play caller calls, you disrupt it, run play at you, you cause problems, run play away from you, you go get the guy for a no gain or a 1 yard gain. If you call a pass, if the ball gets out quick, you stop, you get vertical, you cause you get a tip pass for an interception. If the quarterback holds the ball at all, you beat the tackle, you go get a sack. I mean, you made it impossible for the offensive coordinator and the quarterback. Now, you know, there's, to your point, from a scheme perspective, I think D'Amico Ryans is doing his damnedest to get these guys one-on-one matchups. They're pressuring more. They're playing a lot of man behind it, which is creating one-on-ones and creating opportunities for Daniil and for Will Anderson. And so when that does happen, you got to get home. We saw them not get home a couple of times, and they got lit up. But boy, if you get home more often than the other team connects, then you create turnovers and you can give your offense multiple opportunities at points, and you end up scoring 41 points and the other team can't keep up. So just Will was lights out. Will was on a different level. And that's, for me personally, I'll be honest, that's what I need to see. This team is a good pressure football team, obviously. I get it as a whole. Everybody pressures well. We've seen games where Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson together combined for 17 or 16 different pressures. We've seen it twice this year, I think. So I know as a whole and as a tandem, they're applying a ton of pressure. But I was waiting to see the game where there was one guy playing on a different level.
Was this JJ like?
Absolutely. Absolutely it was.
Was it JJ like, Tyler? I know was it his impact in the game defensively, as I said, clearly the best player on the field in this game. And
anytime you're talking about a trifecta, it's hard for me to get pushback that was Watt-esque.